NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Being able to speak and understand English is a requirement for truck drivers across the country. But there are three states, including New Mexico, now at risk for losing federal funding for not taking drivers out of a service who don't speak English.
Making sure drivers of very heavy 80,000 pound rigs can speak the language is truly a critical safety issue. We are going to give these states 30 days to come into compliance with truck drivers speaking proficiently the English language, or we're going to look at federal funding that they receive under the Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program.
Said U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The other two states not in compliance are California and Washington. Duffy says the driver who caused a deadly crash in Florida earlier this month and killed three people received his CDL in Washington and California. He says before that crash, law enforcement in New Mexico pulled him over and didn't take his truck out of service, which is a violation of an order signed in May requiring truck drivers who don't meet the department standard to be removed from the road.
It's not just about saying we have some obscure rule that we want them to comply with that truck drivers speak English proficiently. This is about keeping people safe on the road.
And New Mexico lawmakers toured the federally run Otero County Processing Center on Monday, and that prompted lawmakers to debate House Bill 9, which failed to pass earlier this year. That would have prohibited public property from being used to detain people for federal immigration violations. Republican leaders said they were happy with the way the immigration detention facility was run, while the lone Democrat said she saw people who were not criminals being detained.
During the time that we were at the facility, we saw the most humane conditions. I would liken it to a celebrity rehab facility. It is that immaculate and clean.
Said Representative John Block of Otero County. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.